We're doing the Nevi'is Chayah. We're in the middle of what's called the 13th chapter, Pasuk Zayin. And the Navi had been describing that there would come a time when Hashem would remove idol worship from the land and false prophets from the land. And at that time, the Navi continues in Pasuk Zayin and says, Cherev Uri al ro'i ve'al gever amiti. You, the sword, reveal yourself. Uri could mean be aroused, wake up. Uri could mean reveal yourself. Al ro'i, and ro'i could mean my shepherd, meaning I entrusted my sheep, my Jewish people, in the hands of different kingdoms, and they harmed them. And so Hashem says, let the sword be revealed upon those kingdoms that harmed them. Another understanding is that ro'i comes from the word ra, those that were bad. But most commentaries learn that no, ro'i is my shepherd. Rashi learns that this prophecy is talking about the wicked kingdom, which would seem to be the final kingdom, the kingdom of Esav. The Radak quotes from the Ibn Ezra that this prophecy is talking about the tremendous wars that will be throughout the land in the days of Mashiach ben Yosef. And Ro'i is a king, a non-Jewish king, that's going to have control over the whole planet. He's going to win at some point during these wars. And he's going to consider himself a god. And that's why the Navi continues and says, Ve'al gever amiti. And the man who considers himself my friend, my equal. And Hashem says, let the sword be revealed upon this person. So that's, according to the Ibn Ezra, that's that king. According to Rashi and the other commentaries, it's talking in a general way, the kingdoms that had control over Israel. Ne'um Hashem Tzvakot, so says Hashem, who controls all the armies. Hit the shepherd, and to hit very often means to kill the shepherd. And let the sheep scatter. The sheep is a reference to Am Yisrael, who was being held in captivity, held under this ruler, whether it's talking about the Babylonian king, the Persian king, the Edomite king, depending on how we learn about which period the Navi is talking. Vashivoti yadi ala tzoarim, and I'll bring my hand back to hit again the tzoarim, and tzoarim. So the question is, what is the root of that word? The simple understanding is that Tzoarim is like the youngsters, the smaller leaders, meaning there's the big leader who Hashem will take down, and then the smaller politicians, the smaller leaders, they too will go down.
You were talking about a king who could have conquered the planet, and my impression was that it was talking about the future, because there's no point in time in history where a king has conquered the entire planet, because they've conquered the civilized world, maybe.
Right, that's what I meant.
But, back then, there's the continent of the Americas, which were isolated, and Canada, which was isolated, maybe in, Antarctica or something. So to conquer the whole entire planet, that's it.
You'd say?
I thought when you read it, they were talking about the future. That is even yet to come today.
Right, it says that Hashem gives him rulership over the land. It doesn't say the planet. So I don't know, the land could mean the inhabited land that they knew of.
It doesn't even just mean Israel, no?
Could, but that's not what it means here. Yeah, they hear no. V'haya v'chol ha'aretz ne'um Adonai pishenayim ba'ah yikaretu yigva'u. Hashem says this will be throughout the land. Pishnaim, the doubleness of it, yikaritu, will be cut down, yigva'u, will pass away. What does it mean, the doubleness of it? So, one understanding here is that it's a reference to the two nations that will ultimately have dominion in the world, which are Edom and Yishmael. That's, so he's saying, V'ayah v'chol ha'aretz, throughout the land, says Hashem, Pishinayim ba, there will be two who have control over the land, two kingdoms will ultimately take control, Edom and Yishmael. You could say that's the West and the Muslims, if you want. Yikaretu, and ultimately they will both be cut down, yigvau, and pass away. V'hashilishit yivater ba. And the third one, which is Yisrael, that's the one that's going to remain. Rashi learns an interesting pshat here. What does it mean, yivater ba? That will remain, that they will all become gerim. That's what it means, that the third one will remain. And I will take that third one and put it through fire. Utzraftim kitzrof et hakesef uvchantim kivchon et hazahav. I will purify them as one does with silver and gold. And here the commentaries discuss, what's this talking about? It's talking about the period of Chevlei Mashiach, the great wars of Gog and Magog, which will be a great test to test which Gerim are truthful and which are not. The Navi seems to say there's going to be a time when it's not going to be easy to be Jewish. It's, initially, it's going to seem like, the best way to succeed is to connect with Am Yisrael, and then Hashem will suddenly turn the tables on us, and it will seem like it's the worst thing in the world, and then it'll be a big test to see who are the true Gerim and who aren't. Hu yikra vishmi, the true ones will call in my name, Hashem says, v'ani ene oto, amarti amihu, v'hu yomar Adonai Elohai. He will call me, he davens to me, he won't turn back to the gods he believed in before his giyur, and I will answer him. I declare he is from my nation, and he declares, I am Hashem, his God. So there's this period, whatever it means, where there will be a great war, and it will seem like it's against the person's interest to continue declaring himself Jewish, and then the Gerim will have a test, because they're going to have an opportunity to say, we're switching sides. And those who continue calling in Hashem's name, Hashem says, okay, I will come out and be there for them. And we're up to the final prophecy. The Navi Zechariah says, yeah.
Will he allow them to be massacred? Like, my thing is, Hashem does allow bad things to happen. And even if you have faith in it, doesn't mean you'll be safe from death. So if there were, like, another big, huge test, is he guaranteeing that, like, people who call Hashem's God and stay faithful to him will survive? So deal is, I mean, so what is it all about when he says,
I don't know. Don't know. Don't know what it means. It definitely sounds that way, that it's going to be difficult and it's going to seem very dangerous. And those who will withstand the test and call on Hashem's name will make it out. But that's, you know, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know.
But making it out typically doesn't necessarily mean in this world, nachon?
Again?
Making it out doesn't necessarily mean to be in this world, does it?
Right. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. The final prophecy of Zechariah is about that coming day. Like many Nevi'im spoke about that day when there will be a victory in the war against Gog and Magog. And the Navi says, Hine yom ba ladonai v'chulak shelaleich b'kirbeich. Hashem says, a day is coming. And this day is special for Hashem. Hashem has been saving this day. V'chulak shelalech b'kirbech. all the loot that the nations kept plundering from you, Hashem says, will be brought back and be divided amongst you. Every person will get back his share. Vasafti et kol hagoyim el Yerushalayim lamilchama. And then all the nations will gather upon Jerusalem. They will all come and make war against Am Yisrael in Jerusalem. V'nilkeda ha'ir, and the city will be captured. V'nashasu habatim v'hanashim tishachavna, and the houses will be broken down. They will trample the stones of the houses. They will rape the women. V'yatza chatzi ha'il bagolam, and half the city will be exiled from Jerusalem. V'yeter ha'am lo yikaret min ha'il, but half the people, they'll leave in the city. The Hashem says, why is it that they will have this success? Because Hashem says, first I'm going to let them advance and do whatever they please, and then after they've shown what they do and they're given free rein, v'yatza Adonai v'nilcham bagoyim ahem, Hashem will personally come out and wage war against them. Ki yom hilachamo b'yom kechav, like the day in which Hashem fought against the Egyptians, that was last week's parsha, where they recognized that this wasn't a natural force that was fighting them, it was something unnatural. They realized that against all odds, things were going against them. It was miraculous. So that's this is the prophecy, the prophecy that we read on Sukkot about the ultimate war, the ultimate end of the ultimate war of Gog and Magog, where the Navi says we will lose and they will conquer Jerusalem. And only afterwards, only after people are exiled and half the city's exiled, only then will Hashem come forward and come to redeem us.
But negative prophecies like this don't necessarily come true, right?
I guess not, right? I guess not. V'amidu raglav b'yom ahu al har hazeitim asher al pnei Yerushalayim mikedem. And then Hashem's feet, so to speak, will stand on that day on the Mount of Olives, which is facing Jerusalem from the east. V'nivka har hazeitim mechetzio mizracha v'yama. And then Har HaZeis in the Mount of Olives in its center will split to the east and to the west. Gei gedola meod, and there'll be a huge valley in between. Umash chatzi ha'har tzafona v'chetyo negba. There'll be a path going east and west in between the mountain, because half the mountain will shift northward and half the mountain will shift southward. So, what? Huh? Something like that. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week. And I think next week we will try to conclude the Nevuah of Zechariah. Maybe not next week. I'll take us 2 more weeks, I think. Yeah.
2 more weeks.